Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is 10:02 a.m. on Wednesday, the 26th of October, and I'm joined here by Mike Ingram, a strategist at BGC Partners, to look at the state of the world financial markets. How are you today, Mike?
I'm good. I suspect 10 minutes isn't enough, but try.
Well, yes, exactly. Yesterday we enjoyed our folk hero, Mark Carney, Governor of the Bank of England. Well, still just about Governor of the Bank of England.
Yeah.
Were there any takeaways from that?
None. He's very good at deflecting. It has to be said that the Lords isn't anywhere near as combative as their colleagues on the Treasury Select Committee in the House of Commons. So
but they should give Frank Field a peerage, and so he can go there and start mauling people.
Well, exactly. Interested to see him completely dodging questions about his own future because, as you probably recall, back in the summer he gave himself a deadline of the end of this year for deciding whether he's going to stay on or whether he's going to just serve out this five-year term, the shortened term which he'd agreed with George Osborne at the time. So that's probably the biggest single issue after the Bank of England rate decision next week. So, let's see how that pans out. But I don't, he's going to face questions from the press next week. There's no doubt about that. There'll be an extended session because, of course, there's a new inflation report out. But, clock's ticking down. And, given that he's been such a front man for monetary policy or economic policy generally in the UK for the past few years, it's definitely going to create a lot of volatility, uncertainty, and possibly downside risk if he decides to walk on sterling.
I cannot imagine that man saying, "That's the end of the rate cutting cycle. We're going to start going the other way."
I don't think he'll say it, but I mean, certainly the market perception of where rates are going in the UK has changed dramatically.
Should be up from here, shouldn't it?
Well, they should have cut in the first place. I've gone record as saying I thought that the cutting in August was a policy error. Promising even more to come at that time compounded that error. Now, of course, we've gone from a situation where the market was saying there's 50-60% chance of the Bank of England cutting rates to zero by year end. Very few forecasts out there now of maybe 5% market probability being priced in. And of course, next week when we see this inflation report, what they're going to do? They're going to increase their growth forecast and they're going to increase their inflation forecast.
Let's go on to the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance, and our hero mentioned again, pound boosted as Carney suggests market may be wrong, rather than suggesting that he may be wrong.
Yes.
Sterling has staged a mini recovery after the Bank of England. That's a mini recovery is about 1 cent. After the Bank of England governor suggested the market reaction to Brexit could be mistaken. Brexit, Vauxhall owner General Motors warns of more cuts after pound value crash. Vauxhall maker General Motors has warned it could be forced to cut production in Europe as a result of the Brexit vote after the crash and the value of the pound caused $100 million of losses. And that's in The Independent. And then moving along, we've got commentary from Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. Having come under increasing pressure because of their ultra-loose monetary policies, central banks were on the defensive with Mario Draghi coming out fighting for them last night at a think tank in Berlin. Monetary policy is working as expected by boosting consumption and investment and creating jobs, which is always socially progressive.
How do they prove that? Because their models told them that that's what the interest rate cuts and the like have actually delivered. But, bearing in mind that pretty much all their other forecasts are just so much wasted paper, I mean, I don't see how they can come up with an idea like that.
It's from a think tank, so therefore it's got to be right. Think tanks are always right.
Of course.
Adding that he saw no signs that ultra-low rates on savings are causing households to increase saving, thereby causing our policy to backfire. The Wall Street Journal reports that German companies are currently sitting on a cash pile of 500 billion euros, reluctant to invest it in their own businesses. Maybe they should send it to Greece.
No, they should lend it to Deutsche Bank.
Well, that's a good idea, actually. I won't cover
much. German solution for a German problem.
I think that's a very good idea, but that hasn't been mooted yet.
No.
Economic calendar, house price index in the US, consumer confidence for October, Richmond Fed manufacturing index for October. I'm sure Carney is going to be appearing again.
I don't think he was so popular.
That was probably yesterday, but yes. I don't think we can face another day of. And also,
no, dear God, no.
Next up, we've got hopefully a new slide, which is sentiment with Oanda clients, something which I base much of my technical analysis on. Silver, they're bullish. Gold bullish as well. The recent rally from around 1250 to 1275 seems to be holding so far. Euro dollar bouncing a little in their favour as well. Cable, 61% long there, so relying on or hoping on a bit of a bounce. Interesting that they're not that long of dollar yen, back towards the break-even level. And have gone less short now of euro sterling, even though it's pushing back towards 90 pence again. The TIP TV trade of the day, Dow Global Index, falling tops formation on daily chart and bearish weekly 5 and 10-day moving average crossover could yield a retest of 2400 levels. Sell below 2450, objective 2400, stops above 2470 on that particular idea. Broker recommendations for UK stocks, something where hopefully Mike and myself can enjoy ourselves at the expense of leading institutions such as Macquarie and Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, you've got two commodity names there, haven't you? I think what we're highlighting here is that Rio is tending to be the top pick of the large miners among the big investment banks. Very interesting. I think on the Whitbread, which obviously reported its numbers yesterday, I think there was another recommendation. So you've got an underweight, so basically a sell. You've got a hold from Credit Suisse, and there was another recommendation which I think has just dropped off the end, which is actually a buy. So you know, you take your money, you pay your money, you take your choice, I suppose. You'd have to say that the overall tone of Whitbread's number was quite cautious. Not only did it highlight the commodity-induced impact of pricing on coffee, so obviously you've got their own aspirations, their expansion, cost of coffee being scaled back considerably.
Not sure how much coffee plays a part in the £2.50 that...
I noticed I'm paying more. Obviously, we didn't have drastic Dave at Tesco to negotiate for
it. It's basically, you know, the coffee component is probably about 10p, and the rest it's very expensive hot milk.
Exactly. It's a way of actually just gouging a bit more out of the consumer. But, you know, there's no doubt that import costs are rising. A lot of the hedges that were put in place to protect against that are falling off. I think in Whitbread's case, I think they said it ran until February next year. But the other thing was, of course, is looking at their Premier Inn rollout, where they're scaling that back, again reflecting uncertainty about business travel.
Right, and just the other point that I noticed there with the Anglo American, I mean, the targets there all well below the current share price, so they're just basically chasing the shares higher reluctantly and keep staying on neutral and hold an equal weight, which means absolutely nothing.
Well, we've lampooned them for 10 months now on that, having been sellers at the bottom at the end of last year and been chasing their tails all the way up ever since.
Right, well, on that sort of somewhat cynical note, Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, thank you very much for opening the TIP TV Finance Show today. We'll be back after the break.